You are listening to the VIP Business Talk Show with your host, Don Emilio Zeno, on VIPConnections.com Internet Radio.
Hello, North America, and welcome to another segment of the VIP Business Talk Show. This is Don Emilio Zeno, your host, with my lovely co-host, Joanne Serpone. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Don. How are you this morning?
I'm very peppy. I like Saturday mornings because I get up at 7:30, nice cup of coffee, dad's oatmeal cookie, shower, and out the door just to be here on time. Unlike some people that we're going to introduce to you, who's very synonymous to the VIP Business Talk Show, only because he's been here so many times in the last 4 years. You know, it'll be almost 4 years in September that I've been...
Oh, my. Time really goes by. It's unreal.
I've been shooting my mouth off. And, you know, he keeps complaining that he doesn't want to come on. And I manage to get him at least once every 6 months.
You know? And he does it to you. He comes in right at the minute, but he's there dedicatedly to make sure that he pulls through the show.
It's a love-hate relationship with our VIP guest because he can deny it. Number one, he's been a member of VIP Connections for the last 16 years. That's how long I've known him. He keeps bitching and complaining that he doesn't like anything that I do and represent. And yet, I sent him a lot of clients. He can't deny that. And he's been a great help in many ways. And, you know, he's been a very successful business person. And even though he's younger than me, I look up to him, you know. So,
Well, he is great. And it's nice that we're talking about it this with our listeners and keeping our listeners in a little suspense and wondering who is the special guest.
And he's always late. He's late for meetings. I tell him he's going to be late for his own. He's somewhat like you. You have a lot
in common.
Well, I think
that's why
him.
We smile both the same here this morning because we do have some stuff in common.
Is it because you make a lot of money, both of you, in different avenues? But I'm saying...
I think it's just our temperaments. I don't think it has anything to do with finance. I think we just have this high energy and we just love to push the last minute button and we love to take on a lot in a day and therefore the moments when you take on a lot in a day, the moments go by very quickly. And this morning, I'm sorry, Don, just to keep you another moment, I am so energized and I want to turn around and say something to a special friend out there, a special lady.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I think I want to tell her this morning, she gave me this little new introduction, and I think it's important. I want to send her a little message. So we're all super fantastic here this morning.
Who's your friend? Mention her name. Give her a free plug.
Her name is, give her a free plug. Yeah. Her name is Lori Varelli, and she's with Cutie Toys for us. She turns around and does toys for children. And she has a company where
that's very nice.
They gear on all that. So I just wanted to say a special hello to her this morning.
Well, good morning, Lori, on behalf of the VIP Business Talk Show. Joanne, help me welcome, and you're going to introduce him as my co-host. Wait a second.
We'll do this together.
Let me set the stage because we're going to have a very, very serious VIP Business Talk Show. For all those listeners out there, whether live or in archive form, as to the importance of printing and ad mailing your value propositions. In other words, we're all in business trying to sell goods and services, and it's very, very important. And I also want to talk about why it is stronger than ever, that business, when people think that it's emails and internet and, you know, all these other stuff, which gets lost because there's far too many of it. And yet the old-fashioned print and mail your value proposition followed up by a telephone call is one of the best way to get business.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the segment.
So would you do me the honors of introducing our VIP guest this morning?
Oh, I have such a hard time with this.
Just be yourself.
Just by myself. Well, here we are, our very special guest that we kept here in suspense all morning. This is Phil Terriaca.
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 Why do you have such a hard time We were interviewing this guy who's a film review. God. His name was Michael Shortino, and I was saying he's the next Martin Scorsese of Montreal. And she says Martin Scorsese, you know. She ruins every name.
I'm surprised you know
how to pronounce our name.
Oh, I don't know, Don.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry, Phil.
Well, thank you for having me on board. Finally, here we go. Great to be back on the show. And Joanne, great job as a co-host. So thank you for having me. And yes, Don, I made my last-minute appearance just in time. You know, the motto is, first of all, I'm a watch aficionado, as you know. You know, I love great watches, great timepieces. So this is why I always calculate my time to the minute. And that goes along with the direct mail industry, where it's just-in-time delivery all the time.
And you know? TLC Global Impression, TLC stands for?
TLC originally was just the last names. It does not stand for tender loving care.
That's what I thought.
No. It's a play on words. It was, tender loving care because we take care of your business. But it was more the last names of the family members. So it was Teriyaka and at the time, you know, my kids' initials. So that's why we came up with TLC.
Oh, sounds good.
Yes.
Sounds good.
But, you know, I purposely had the play on words with the tender loving care.
Phil, before we have you spiel about TLC Global Impression, of which I am an avid believer because I'm one of your, favorite clients, if I may brag for a second. But then again, I heard rumors that you badmouth me behind closed doors, you know, because I'm a pain in the butt, right?
You're my favorite enemy.
I accept. Yeah, he refers to all of his clients as enemies, but I'm his favorite, which is good.
You're my favorite.
Let me read something that's flowing through our VIP internet radio and that I conjured up. And tell me if I'm speaking from the heart. Tell me if this is credible. Fair enough. All right. It says, it talks about website advertising. Pursuant to the hundreds of millions of websites online within the internet world, John, I hope you're listening to this because I know you always give your comments and then run because, you know, most of the time they're negative comments. But anyways, pursuant to the hundreds of millions of websites online within the internet world, and regardless of how proud we all are of promoting our goods and services by way of profound words and graphics incorporated in our website, people just don't have the time to read unless you tell them what to look for. All right. VIP Internet Radio provides you with a personalized recorded interview lasting exactly 24 minutes. This is a new service that we're offering, which is uploaded on your website and acts as your ultimate sales director, promoting your features, advantages, and benefits. And most visitors will listen to it. Why? It's because people can and will listen while they multitask. That's what I do when I'm on the internet. I'll either listen to music or, you know, watch something else while I'm doing my work and blah, blah, blah. And this is the beauty of the internet. By the way, you, the owner, founder of your business, is the ultimate sales director, which one of our radio hosts will interview. Who better than you to put passion into the words which best describe why we should do business with you? VIP Internet Radio, visit our website and then give us a call. This might just be your lucky day where business will turn around for the better. And we're going to do something very, very, and post it on all of our websites that we command. Fair enough. And because I believe in this wholeheartedly, as a matter of fact, this segment here is going to be archived on all of our websites, especially Phil's, so that when people go to his website, they'll be able to listen to radio. Now, why radio, folks? In case you haven't guessed it by now, radio has created a magic in the last 80 years of its existence, or actually it's more like 83 years. Anybody who's been on radio is deemed a VIP of some kind because in the yesteryears, they would only interview rich and famous people. Nowadays, with the advent of the internet, everybody has a right to be a radio guest promoting their goods and services. And people will listen to that value proposition, and chances are it will increase the awareness, and it might even increase the number of sales that you get. That's why we're doing radio, for those misfortunate people that can't seem to understand what's internet radio all about.
Well, Don, if I can interject, I think the theme that you're trying to tell our listeners is that this is going to give credibility,
yep,
and a reputation to whatever message they're trying to get across to their client base, along with a printed print ad, along with a direct mail campaign,
yes,
along with,
yes,
a newspaper ad. Well, you have the credibility of being on the radio, where they have a legit radio station with a legit website, so that people can be reached and people can be contacted. Mm-hmm. There's so many fraudulent advertising pieces out there that the general consumer is confused with what is being offered, what's real, what's not real, who's trying to take my money. And, you know, unfortunately, mm-hmm, the media plays a very negative part in that, mm-hmm, where the media always advertises the bad news and nobody ever talks about the good news. So the second they hear something out there, it's always negative. And the hardest job we have is to tell our potential clients or existing clients, this is for real. I'm on the radio. This is my name. This is my address. I can be found. This is my website. Please, I encourage you to contact us, right? So this is, I think, adding credibility to the messages you're trying to get across. So,
all right. Can I set the stage?
Well,
because I, yeah, think you're going to really educate people. Now, I use the word educate, Joanne, on how they can help their business. All right. Now, picture this. Most people that I know of that are self-employed, well, I shouldn't say that I know of. I know a lot of people in different, you know, levels. But let's say people that are self-employed.
Well, Quebec has a lot of PPOs, so what happens, there is a lot of self-employed.
Right, right.
We're based on small
business.
Joanne,
but these people, like we were mentioning this, Phil, on one of the past shows. These people don't even earn $50,000 a year. Let's be frank. After they've paid their taxes, after they've paid their groceries and rent and what have you, is there any money left over to give to you, to me, or anybody else to do to move up to the next level? 9 out of 10 times, the answer is no. But here's what I tell these people. Hear me out. And this is where I'm setting the stage for you, okay? I tell these people, before you see a guy like Phil, fair enough, and invest, you know, $1,000 or more, for example, all right, to do a bigger mailing, fair enough, why don't you take a list of 100 names, regardless, send them 100 letters, and then follow it up on the telephone, call up. You'd be surprised nowadays with all the fierce competition, you'll get at least 2 sales out of 100 calls, out of 100 follow-ups. Do you agree with that?
Well, you're setting the stage, John, and Don, and I think we're going to be cutting for a little break soon. So I'd like to just...
You see, Joanne?
Very good.
You see, Joanne? You better be careful.
Oh,
he wants your job. He wants to be a co-host.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
That's why. You see? You see how much he's learned in the last 4 years?
No, I'm not just trying to take anybody's job away, Joanne.
No, that's okay.
You know, it's just I think when we get back, I'm going to actually give a little speech and tell our listeners how the direct mail can actually be done for free.
Oh, wow. So why don't
leave
you
it
close,
at that, and I'll explain.
Close this first quarter. Say, folks, more with the VIP Business Talk Show when we come back. Come on, do it.
Folks, more with the VIP Business Talk Show when we get back.
Are you looking for new ways to solicit sales? Have you considered hiring a call center to call on prospective customers? Call Centers Plus has been around since 2002, providing business people in search of reliable call centers with the right telemarketing solutions. CallCentersPlus.com. Centers spelled with an S. CallCentersPlus.com. Are you experiencing serious financial difficulties to the point of considering personal or business bankruptcy? If so, calm down and take note of Group Serpone. Group Serpone, with 6 offices in the Montreal metropolitan region, could help you with one of their trustees if bankruptcy is the way out to end your financial nightmares. Group Serpone, 514-355-6553, or visit their website, groupserpone.com.
Hello to all listeners of the VIP Business Talk Show. VIP Connections, the new and only online business ethics and referral club with its own radio talk show. We encourage all businessmen and women to share our vision of promoting ethical business people across North America by joining VIP Connections. To contact us, please visit our business portal, vipconnections.com, and evaluate all of our privileges.
Hey, you think you can talk? I mean talk on radio as a talk show host. Hosting your own talk show on radio has never been so easy. Call us with a plan for creating your own talk show here on VIP Internet Radio, Evolution in Progress. VIPinternetradio.com. Rain, rain, go away, come again another day. Now that Belmont Irrigation is here to take care of your grass, flowers, and trees, you need not worry about watering. Belmont Irrigation has been around for a very long time, selling, installing, and servicing automated water sprinkler systems. Belmont Irrigation, more affordable than you think. Belmont Irrigation, call them for a free estimate, 450-967-8229. Belmont Irrigation, why not visit their website, belmontirrigation.com.
You are listening to the VIP Business Talk Show with your host, Don Emilio Zeno, on VIPconnections.com, Internet Radio.
And we're back, listeners here, and we're going to be going right into our wonderful conversation because our special guest had indicated a special word that all our years of turnaround and bloom, the word free. So we're back with Phil Tiriakis, CEO of TLC Global Impression. So Phil, take that word and to the next level.
Thank you, Joanne. Again, thank you for having me and welcome to all our listeners out there. Direct mail, marketing, just wanted to have a little chat about the industry and what's going on and how it could be for free. Don, you mentioned that a lot of the people have small to medium-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. They all have, hopefully, client base already existing or potential client base. They all need to mail out their invoices and their statements and their advertising mail pieces in order to get to communicate with the consumer. So it still remains today the most cost-effective form of advertisement. Dollar per dollar is still direct mail. Now, radio must be repeated on, you know, many levels, many times in order to get the message across. The average listenership or readership at that point in a newspaper has approximately 3 seconds for a message to impact to him so that he can grasp a word and what keeps him going. So, for example, if you have an email pop-up, it's the first two or three words that he will see that catches his attention. They won't spend the time to read the whole message.
Agreed.
You know, newspaper articles, same. If it's the first catchy word is interesting to the readership, then they read the rest of the article. Same with direct mail. Direct mail, you need to have people test and retest and figure out what will work, what doesn't work. It could be a different color letter. It could be a different font. It could be a different ink color, for example. It could be a different message on the envelope, but you have to try and figure out what will get the readership's attention for those first few seconds.
Mm-hmm. So it could be anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be the word or, from what I'm understanding, like a logo, actually to the point of an ink font.
Ink font, ink color. It could actually be the reverse sometimes. In its simplicity, a plain white envelope will get the attention of somebody because there's no message. So it all depends on the industry. I mean, we're not here today to tell everybody that we're marketing experts and we know what we're doing best, but I'm here to tell people that there's different ways to do the different direct marketing campaigns, followed up by, you know, radio advertisement, followed up by call centers, by repeat. And this could be internally. It could be the one-man show that sits there and handwrites his envelopes and stuffs them himself and mails them out. Now, how can we do this for free? Now, free is a large word. But free, I can show people how they can actually get the whole mail job without paying a penny. Now, very simple. If somebody has to mail out an envelope with a first-class postage stamp, and everybody has to use stamps, in Canada, it's 59 cents. In the U.S., it's 43 cents. and you send out an envelope. Let's assume we're in Canada, and it's at 59 cents. With direct mail bulk envelope rates, the rate drops down to 40 cents. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it means that I'm actually saving them 19 cents per envelope for every envelope that they mail out. Now, it doesn't sound like much, but 1,000 envelope, 19 cents is $190. So if the average company thinks about how much they're paying their receptionist, for example, to sit at the front desk and, you know, fold the letters, stuff the envelopes, lick the envelopes, write the address on there, mail it with a first class postage stamp, we factor in her pay and her salary, we realize it actually cost them much more money to
do
it themselves.
Right, because talk about your facility. You got quite a big place that's all fully automated, computerized.
Fully automated. We're able to do from start to finish. We're able to do some design work. We're able to do all the printing. We're able to do all the personalization on the letters if need be. Mm-hmm. We're able to fold, insert, address the envelope, seal it, and deliver it right to Canada Post. And on a typical job of 1,000 envelopes, for example, you're saving $190 on postage. My average fees on a job of 1,000 envelopes is about $150. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually saving the small enterprise $40, and I do all the work.
Not only that, you also have, you can do this all over the world, and I believe you have a subsidiary in the States or accommodations in the States to
absolutely serve
the American market. Is that correct?
Absolutely. One of the conventions that we have being in North America with the free trade agreement is that any mail or any printed material can get across the border with no tax implications at either end.
Right.
So therefore, it means that we can truck our mail directly into the U.S. postal system and deliver it directly into their network. Now, the stamp, it's the same savings in the U.S. Instead of 43 cents for a first-class postage stamps, it drops down to 26 cents on a bulk mail envelope.
It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Now, the difference with bulk mail, just real quick, a lot of people don't use the word bulk anymore because it kind of negates the mail piece. It's not bulk. It's not junk. In Canada, we actually use a fancy new term called addressed ad mail. Now, an addressed ad mail, and this is Canada Post regulation, so an addressed ad mail is exactly that, is any mail piece that is soliciting an address. That simple. Mm-hmm. So whatever message you would like to solicit, the keyword is solicit, for marketing purposes, then you have the discount on the postage. It's that simple. So you can solicit a sales event, a new price list, new car on the lot, new office opening, introduction to a new employee that you just hired. This is all a solicitation. You're soliciting your potential buyer to come into your facility and buy. So you're creating the hype, you're creating the marketing. And that's the whole premise behind this addressed ad mail.
Guys, I need some help here because you're making me think out loud, and I think you're very well positioned of what I'm about to say. We invest so much money per year on ad mail, as you know, fair enough, telemarketing, email solicitation, you know, with certain terms and conditions, of course. We're ranking very high on Google.com and Google.ca, okay? And still, it takes time. It's repeat. It's not because you do it once. I want the truth here. It's not because you do it once that eureka, it's guaranteed that it's going to work the first time. Sometimes it's repeat.
Don, it's more the effort needs to be put into helping the potential consumer. And I say consumer because the consumer could be another business owner. It
right.
could be an actual consumer that
right.
doesn't have a business. It
right.
could be
a business consumer.
It could be anybody.
Right.
They get solicited with tons of junk emails, of junk messages, of fraudulent messages, and oftentimes we are so pre-programmed at this point that as soon as an email comes to us, we delete it without even looking at its contents.
Agreed. So that's why the ad mail is more powerful and more secure than emails.
Well, it's something that they can hold on to. It's something that they can look at a later date. They can sit on their desks for a while. So the impact might not be instantaneous, but you might see the effects, you know, a week later, a month later. But again, the mail piece, and I'm not claiming to be an expert, I'm just telling the listenership what my experiences is. But the mail piece needs to be just as clean and just as credible as a radio show or a phone conversation, you know. So you need to have the return address, a credible website. I can go on
and there's another testimonial in itself, Joanne. The mere fact that they're dealing with TLC Global, you know these companies. If you think that these are bogus, fraudulent companies, you're not going to take them on as clients. And when you take them on, that's a sort of a comfort level for the consumers, knowing that it came from TLC type of thing. I mean, for the client coming to you, they are being guaranteed that, you know, your credibility on account of that reflect on them.
We try, but I mean, it's very hard to decipher between somebody that's offering a credible product or, you know, a non-credible product. You know, people make all sorts of claims out there, and you're not geared for that. Your responsibility is more responsible.
It's like me referring you a customer, and that customer goes AWOL. I mean,
it's more like whatever the client is coming. You know, you've got a client; they're coming in and they're bringing you some advertising, and you're setting up the mail. Maybe you can recommend how to place it or fonts or whatever.
There might be moral issues attached to the product that you're trying to sell.
You can't go there. I think there's so much out there that you have to take it at a face value.
You know, Don, like product like hair loss that you'd be interested in might be something that I may be able to try and sell you. So I don't know if I'll have you as a client or not, you know?
Hair is just fine at my age. You know, it's fine. I've got nothing else to prove. We're the time in our studio is 10:26. John, are we going to take that break pretty soon? Yes, no, maybe 2 minutes? Yeah. Well, let me just read you something.
I won't get into it now, Don. Again, I'd like to leave the listenerships with a story. When we get back, there's a nice story of an event that personally happened to myself, which will explain this whole industry in a nutshell. So I'll be able to give a nice little story and to see how people are getting keen out there to try and get the people, you know, fraudulent and a nice story that happened to me personally. So
good, because you know, like they used to say in the old West, string them up until declared dead. Anyways, I just want to remind folks that the VIPinternetnews.com is coming out. It's a new online publication which is being launched next month. And I'm involved in it, and
I'm looking so forward to that. Positive news
shall prevail. Positive news shall prevail, and then we're going to work out something with Phil and the company and see how we can make some noise and let the people know out there that we exist and so on and so forth, because business people are frantically looking for ways of saving money and increasing sales. Folks, when we come back, more with Phil Terriak and Joanne Serpone here on the VIP Business Talk Show. Please stay tuned.
Are you looking for new ways to solicit sales? Have you considered hiring a call center to call on prospective customers? Call Centers Plus has been around since 2002, providing business people in search of reliable call centers with the right telemarketing solutions. CallCentersPlus.com. Centers spelled with an S. CallCentersPlus.com. Are you experiencing serious financial difficulties to the point of considering personal or business bankruptcy? If so, calm down and take note of Group Serpone. Group Serpone, with 6 offices in the Montreal metropolitan region, could help you with one of their trustees if bankruptcy is the way out to end your financial nightmares. Group Serpone, 514-355-6553, or visit their website, groupserpone.com.
Hello to all listeners of the VIP Business Talk Show. VIP
VIP Connections, the new and only online business ethics and referral club with its own radio talk show. We encourage all businessmen and women to share our vision of promoting ethical business people across North America by joining VIP Connections. To contact us, please visit our business portal, vipconnections.com, and evaluate all of our privileges.
Hey, you think you can talk? I mean talk on radio as a talk show host. Hosting your own talk show on radio has never been so easy. Call us with a plan for creating your own talk show here on VIP Internet Radio, Evolution in Progress. VIPinternetradio.com. Rain, go away, come again another day. Now that Belmont Irrigation is here to take care of your grass, flowers, and trees, you need not worry about watering. Belmont Irrigation has been around for a very long time, selling, installing, and servicing automated water sprinkler systems. Belmont Irrigation, more affordable than you think. Belmont Irrigation, call them for a free estimate. 450-967-8229. Belmont Irrigation, why not visit their website? BelmontIrrigation.com.
You are listening to the VIP Business Talk Show with your host, Don Emilio Zeno, on VIPconnections.com, Internet Radio.
10:30 sharp in the morning here on the VIP Business Talk Show. I'm your host, Don Emilio Zeno, our co-host, Joanne Serpone, and our VIP guest, backed by personal and popular demand. I don't know if he's popular, but personal demand, Mr. Phil Terriaca.
Well, thank
but
you again,
before you spiel about your business, I got to do a live commercial here. As I was mentioning, we're coming out with the online publication called VIP Internet News. It'll only talk about positive news, and I'm involved in it, and I wrote some words of wisdom and that people will be able to read next month. Dear business friends, the last few years have been somewhat of a struggle for business. Most business people complained about sales decline, expenses increase, and lack of government intervention to help out small business owners, which have all contributed to an impoverished economy. The reality of the above is that government and regular civilians, you know, job seekers, are relying on us, the entrepreneurs, to change things around. How can we turn the economy around? Here are a few tips. Make sure your goods and services pricing are competitive. Target your prospects with proper database lists. Choose your media tools very carefully to promote and advertise your goods and services. Embrace the right media which best works for you and stick to it until market saturation. Reinvest in job creation and or business opportunities to expand your business into reaching greater heights. Involve satisfied customers into referring you business and reward them for doing so when a sale is accomplished. These were tra-la-la-la. You'll be able to read the rest on your own when you tune in to VIPinternetnews.com as of May 1st, I believe. Yes. And I'm involved in that. I'm very excited because it's unique. And folks, you'll be able to register, just like Phil did, a free classified ad in that section worth $250, the first 200 people.
I instantly registered and put my name on there, so I'm still waiting for my freebie on that one. So
it's going to be on next week. I want to talk about one thing, Phil, also that you know, and then I'll leave you the forum, okay? I promise you, because I need to take a mental and vocal break. There's a lot of clients out there that could use extra money. A lot of people that could use extra money. Now, if you told them, hey, refer me some business and I will give you X amount, just to refer business, you know, obviously when you've closed the sale and the customer is paid, all you need is to put in a good word. You'd be surprised how powerful that becomes as well. Or, for example, there's a lot of people out there that are unemployed and they're frantically looking for ways. They're going nuts. They're going bananas, as a matter of fact, because they have to. They need money to survive. Imagine if they were every day, they just called up six new business people on their phones and said, hey, we want you to go and see Phil Terriaca for your printing and mailing needs, because he's got great pricing, he's got great services, great quality work, and I can vouch for that because I've been your customer for the last 16 years. But let me tell you something. They can earn money sitting on that, you know, couch. Phil, why doesn't it always work?
Well, I mean, as small business owners, one of the biggest setbacks that they have is that it's a one-man show. Oftentimes, the small business owner is wearing all the hats. He's the accountant. He's the buyer. He's the cleaner. He's the salesman. He's the collector. You know, he's the delivery guy. And when you ask him to be, you know, the salesperson to go out there and knock on doors, and the marketing person, you know, they can't be good at everything that they're doing. And I think one of the points, by outsourcing, by giving their work to other companies like myself or like other professionals out there, they should be open to the fact that there are people that are more knowledgeable in certain areas.
Hold that thought. So if somebody approached you in a letter form, you know, through an ad mail, and then with a telephone call, and the first thing they said, sir, we can save you at least 20% on XYZ products, for example. Would you listen to them as a small guy who's having a hard time making ends meet?
Well, we're kind of washing our dirty laundry on the air here.
Yeah, we are. And that's what makes our show very interesting as compared to all the other bullshit that's out there. Go ahead.
You know, I'm not sure if I would listen to somebody making a claim that's it's quite extravagant, because again, you know, 100 other people have claimed the same thing. But if I would get a note, please allow me 2 minutes of your time so that I may call you to explain a potential.
That's what I meant, through an ad mail.
Well, yeah, ad mail, but I wouldn't, you know, 20% here guaranteed, because then I'd just look at it and say, oh, another one, and it'd be out the window. I'd throw it away. You know, I would advise, if this was a client coming to me, I would advise them, well, change your theme of the letter, change the way you're presenting it, and please tell the client exactly what you're trying to do. What you're trying to get to do is to get in front of them for 2 minutes so that you can give them a sales pitch and show them how you can save them the money.
So you do get involved. This is what Joanne was asking you before.
Well, I do get involved. I do get
because
involved.
Because you don't want to see your customers lose out on the first shot. You want them to come back, right? So you want to put all the chances on their side.
It's a catch-22. I get involved and then the campaign doesn't work, then I get blamed. I don't get involved and the campaign doesn't work, then they don't pay me.
It's very difficult.
And
like, I'm sorry to cut you off there, Phil, because like to go back on what you're saying, Don, from personal experience, you know, obviously being president of my company, a lot of times a lot of the advertisings, my instructions of my firm are to be directed to my controller. And once it goes through the controller and whatever he establishes, is something of interest to bring to my attention, then he comes to meet me with, and then I meet the person. But what's the beauty of advertising or any media is that in spite of those instructions of my firm, that good salesman is trying to get to me and not go through the controller. And often, well, us human beings, no matter what, we there is a bit of a psychology to us. Mm-hmm. So when I get this call that this ad got to me and I've got such strong instructions that they're not to come to me, well, then right away I receive them. Because
there you go.
I said, if you got to me, that
you're
means
good.
You got to sit in front of me. I got to hear you.
Yeah. Right.
And
the power of marketing and advertising.
Right.
And realistically, maybe he has the same thing to say as another person, but it's just sometimes I could understand what you're trying to tell us here this morning, Phil. You're trying to tell us that sometimes it is that font or that word or that pitch or that color that is going to be the difference to make that letter stand out amongst the other letters.
I'd like to maybe now take a few minutes and tell you my story. It happened to me personally. So this is not, I heard it hearsay from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So our international listeners, well, we're in Montreal, Canada, with one of the greatest hockey teams in the world, right? Go Habs, go. So at one point I said, okay, I think I need to buy some season tickets to give away to some of my clients. So I searched.
Hold. How come I never got anything from you?
Well, because let me finish the story.
We're going to hear the story.
I never ended up buying them. So sure enough, I started searching the internet, places where I can buy season hockey tickets. And I landed on Craigslist. So Craigslist had a nice section, season hockey tickets for sale. So I clicked on the link, and there was a little ad from a person in Montreal that was very, very thoughtful. He said, I just had an offer to move my company to Europe in the UK. I won't be needing the balance of my season tickets. I'm ready to let them go for $5,000. And this was almost at the beginning of the season. Now, season tickets go for about $7,000 a ticket per season. So it's, you know, $14,000 value. He wanted $5,000.
Wow.
So I said, wow, yeah, sounds like a great deal, credible enough. The guy is moving to London. Sure. So I sent him an email. So he replied with a very professional email. Thank you for your inquiry. Yes, I'd be interested. You're one of the first to have contacted me. So I'll give you the first chance of buying the tickets. All you have to do is send me your money. So naturally, I said, okay. And I just so happened to have a friend that lives in London. So I said, well, great. You're in London. I said, I'll get you a certified check. I'll give it to my buddy in London. He'll meet you. You do an exchange. Oh. And it's all good. And he says, well, no, I don't like to work that way. He says, but what we can do is you can go on this website. And I don't remember the name of the website, but it was sort of like let's not get sued by FedEx, but I'll mention it's sort of like a FedEx or a UPS or a Purolator type of website for transport company. Mm-hmm. Now, I went on that website, and I'm in the business. I'm in the industry. This website was phenomenal. It was just beautiful. It was perfect. Like, it really looked like a legit website, and the only thing I found strange after doing my research on the website, there was no phone number to contact anybody.
Right.
And there was no address. But you can go and click on all the links, and it came to a payment screen that looked like PayPal. Now, just before I did that, I decided to Google the name of that website and the name of the company. And sure enough, there was forums saying that this website is a complete fraud. It's a complete scam.
Oh. Yep.
That they would
Fugatti.
Yeah, that they would take your money and it would just disappear. So this ad that looked innocent enough would have just taken my money, and that would have been it.
Oh my!
Now, see, we're coming back to the credibility that we mentioned right at the beginning of the show. How credible are we as business people? And unfortunately, what is happening with the technology today is so easy to forge and to duplicate and to make documents that seem or make false claims that this is what our real challenge is, Don, let alone trying to advertise, but is distinguishing ourselves between what is real and not real.
Because it's also very...
All right, we're gonna be taking a short break. Interesting story, but I hear all kinds of stories like that. You know, myself being in the call center space, you know, and interviewed.
When we come back, we'll get down to the nitty gritty of what we can do. Like, I mean, you know, we are still real business people and real professionals, and let's just move ahead.
Well, your mind took you to the next step.
He's doing it again. He wants my job. Close the show. Say, folks, more when we come back here on the VIP Business Talk Show.
Folks, more when we come back with Joanne Cerponi and Don Emilio Zeno at the VIP Internet Talk Show.
VIP. What VIP?
VIP. VIP.
Right. VIP.
That's why I don't have your job yet.
Pretty soon he's going to say veterinarians, you know, whatever. All right. More when we come back.
Are you looking for new ways to solicit sales? Have you considered hiring a call center to call on prospective customers? Call Centers Plus has been around since 2002, providing business people in search of reliable call centers with the right telemarketing solutions. CallCentersPlus.com. Centers spelled with an S. CallCentersPlus.com. Are you experiencing serious financial difficulties to the point of considering personal or business bankruptcy? If so, calm down and take note of Group Cerponi. Groupe Serponi, with six offices in the Montreal metropolitan region, could help you with one of their trustees if bankruptcy is the way out to end your financial nightmares. Groupe Serponi, 514-355-6553, or visit their website, groupeserponi.com.
Hello to all listeners of the VIP Business Talk Show. VIP Connections, the new and only online business ethics and referral club with its own radio talk show. We encourage all businessmen and women to share our vision of promoting ethical business people across North America by joining VIP Connections. To contact us, please visit our business portal, vipconnections.com, and evaluate all of our privileges.
Hey, you think you can talk? I mean talk on radio as a talk show host. Hosting your own talk show on radio has never been so easy. Call us with a plan for creating your own talk show here on VIP Internet Radio, Evolution in Progress. VIPinternetradio.com. Rain, rain, go away, come again another day. Now that Belmont Irrigation is here to take care of your grass, flowers, and trees, you need not worry about watering. Belmont Irrigation has been around for a very long time, selling, installing, and servicing automated water sprinkler systems. Belmont Irrigation, more affordable than you think. Belmont Irrigation, call them for a free estimate, 450-967-8229. Belmont Irrigation, why not visit their website, belmontirrigation.com.
You are listening to the VIP Business Talk Show with your host, Don Emilio Zeno, on VIPconnections.com, Internet Radio.
10:45, right on the nose, and welcome back to the VIP Business Talk Show. This is definitely wrap-up time where our VIP guest was, WAS, Mr. Phil Terriaca, CEO of TLC Global Impression. They have a one-stop shop facility, thousands of square feet in Montreal and New York, Plattsburgh, I believe. Is that correct, Phil?
Yes, just across the border in Plattsburgh, yes.
And basically what they do best, they can print all the way up to four colors. They can add mail anything that your heart desires. They can put you in contact with call centers, you know, through the likes of guys like me, of course. And, you know, they also give their opinion, you know, they tell you when you're, you know, he's told me a few times, you're stupid, you're wasting your money. Imagine that. I'm going there to give him money, to spend money, and he's calling me stupid because he doesn't, and, he says, you don't know what you're doing.
And that's the best compliment you can give me. I actually do. If I do believe that you're spending your money uselessly, I will tell you and I will recommend. Doesn't mean you have to listen to me, but yeah, I will recommend. Right. Now, just to get back, I guess, Don, we never once mentioned my official website. So it's TLC, like Tender Loving Care Global, with no E, incorporatedinc.com. So TLCGlobalInc.com. All my coordinates are on there, including my cell number, which a lot of people try to hide the fact, oh, it's my cell number. No, I like to advertise it just for that fact, so that to tell people, I'm for real, you can call me, you know, and a lot of the clients that I have picked up over the years, I invite them to come and visit the facilities. Most of the times they come to visit expecting me to be in the basement of some house someplace, and they're quite pleasantly surprised when I show them a 15,000 square foot plant for our direct mail and a 22,000 square foot plant for our printing facility. And it's not four color, Don. It's actually six color. And that's another story because, yes, folks, there is more than four colors.
I'm colorblind. What can I tell you? I missed out on the other two colors. So, you know, four out of six ain't that bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Again, we're able, well, just to get back a little, what can we do? What can we do to stay credible and to make the people realize that we're for real? You know, a couple of pointers to remember, I think we've talked about it, is to have an address, to have a place where people can reach you, a phone number. You know, don't send out a mail piece just with, it's going to go against your principle, maybe, Don, but don't send out a mail piece just with a website, because anybody can just produce a website and it could be virtual. It can be fake, unfortunately.
Wait a second. Against what principle? I usually send out a piece and then follow it up with a customer service department.
Well, yes. Phone calls, but
plus,
but think about it. If whoever was doing
like my famous story with the transports for the tickets. It was just a beautiful website, and reach us here. And you know, again, now with forums like different people like Skype, for example, where you're able to acquire a phone number which is virtual with no physical address, so you can have a phone number, you can have a website, but kind of hard. One of the tricks, if you want to know if a company is for real or not, go to MapQuest and Google the address and see what pops up. It's amazing, the technology. And if you see that it's a trailer home in the middle of nowhere, well, so be it. Yeah, there you go. There's
but
your
also
answer.
if you're part of an organization, for example, and you're referred by these people, like my referring, you know, deals to Joanne and you, Phil.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
That
part of a membership.
A membership club. I mean, you know, but that's a whole subject matter in itself. It's a different show at some other point in time. But thank you for bringing it up.
How long have you been in business, Phil?
The direct mail, believe it or not, has only been for 12 years now. I was in a completely different industry. I was in the food industry.
Before that.
Completely different. So 12 years ago, decided to buy the company and have taken and expanded it from a small operation. We were only 4 employees at the time, all the way up to we're 30 employees.
Great.
We have a 22,000 square foot plant. We have 60 employees doing the printing. We're specialized in doing anything from printed flyers to packaging. Any box that you find in a grocery store or pharmacy, we're able to print, fold, glue, and prepare. Yeah.
That's a great question on your part. You know why?
I'm
sitting here listening to him. Guess what? Guess who's paying coffee and breakfast this morning when we walk out of here? Phil Terriaca.
Yeah.
With pleasure.
Yeah, we're going to go and have breakfast and coffee here at Starbucks.
Cool.
And we're going to let him pay. But actually, I'm going to pay. He's probably going to add it to my bill. Next month. So
it's all cool. It's all cool.
So just to get back, Don, what can we do? Our listeners, the show today is about direct mail and printing and how we can get the message out there.
I want people. I'm going to get serious for 1 second. I want people to understand you're in business. Please help me out. And I've become a fanatic. And you know what? By the way, tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to be turning 56.
Happy birthday, Don.
Oh, happy birthday, Don. Yes.
And did you buy me something?
Yes, it's in the car.
I've heard that before. Just like Joanne tells me, the check is in the mail. But all kidding aside.
No, I didn't tell you the check is in the mail. Says, I told you, come and pick it up.
Even worse, I wish you told me the check is in the mail. But all kidding aside, I need you guys to help me. And it's become my pet peeve. I hear lots of entrepreneurs, business people, complaining constantly that times are hard. All right, Joanne,
I live in Ian Breathe.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that often? Please.
The small guys have a limited staff. Yeah. Oftentimes, like I said before, they're wearing multiple hats.
Yeah.
So everything around them is going up in price. The cost of living is going up in price.
Understood. But here's what I'm trying to say. They're complaining, but they're not doing anything about it. They're not trying to reach out to, you know, different heights to reach out to new customers. How do you do that? Word of mouth is great. I'm not denying it. And believe me, I'm not trying to sell, you know, radio advertising or TV advertising or, you know, publication advertising or ad mail. I'm just telling people you have to let the thousands of people out there know that you exist. It's like having a restaurant in the middle of the forest and you've invested $10 million for the most beautiful restaurant, the greatest food, but you're surrounded by trees and nobody knows you exist. How do you let the people know? Word of mouth will take forever, and some of us don't have forever. Go ahead.
Well, I'll give you another success story. I have a good friend of mine that owns a small extermination company.
Right.
So he was himself and one other technician on the road.
Do they exterminate people?
They exterminate anything you'd like.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And, you know, he was in that rut where he was wearing all the hats and he had one technician, two small cars on the road, and they were running nonstop, not making any money. They were making him pay. How do you get to the next level? You can't afford an office because of the office space. You can't afford to hire extra people. You can't afford to rent a new car. You can't afford to do the direct mail and pay for the postage. So with my help, we
came up with a solution where, you know, I fronted him the money, but I supported him with the accounts receivable, and we printed 100,000 pamphlets. We mailed it to a certain area of the city, the West Island, and with that 100,000, the response was so overwhelming that he had to go out and hire not one, not two, not three, not four, six new people.
Wow. So wow. That's a great success story.
Yeah.
Two technicians, three people to handle the phone calls that were coming in to take the orders, and one person just to do the accounting. So his business literally quadrupled overnight.
And what was the difference? What did you do different?
He never invested in getting his message out there. He was doing an excellent job.
No, but I'm
job.
Saying, what did you do? Because you talked about the magic of tweaking the letter, because I write letters, I mean, and I think I'm a pretty good writer. Right, Joanne?
Well, in this particular case...
Writer. Yeah, here's my American Express card.
Well, in this particular case, to explain it to you, he did the complete opposite of what you usually do, where I helped him design a mail piece that was just a postcard, nothing fancy, but on the postcard there was maybe 10 words. Everything else was big, giant bugs, pictures of bugs all over the place.
Okay.
So he had a picture of a carpenter ant, and all it says is, problems with carpenter ants, call us. That's it.
So more of a visual.
It was more of a visual. So people received it in the mail. Oh, yeah, I do have this type of bug crawling around. Let me call these guys. They seem to know what they're doing. And that's it. It was just to encourage the people to make the initial call. That's all it is. I said 3 seconds, that's all you have. What's going to hold their attention in the first 3 seconds? Well, this big, ugly black ant on it did it. And then there was some spiders on there. And, you know, we all love spiders. And that's all it took.
Right. Well, it is like that because, like, I know, and sometimes, like, I can only go back to some of the advertisements that I've done myself. A few years back, I had a consultant, and they says, well, you should take a picture of your firm, of the people. I said, oh, no, I will never, never advertise a picture of the people. But, of course, he convinced me, the person. He goes, look, give it in my care. I'm the marketing person. And let me do this. So we took the pictures of the staff and whatever, and I changed my ads.
Right. I remember that ad.
And amazing. It was another success stories. Advertising is really difficult. Direct mail is everything in the whole industry is very difficult. But you, Don, and also Phil, you are so right. And you're right, Don. If you're a firm and you don't get your message out there, well,
you
got to
promote and
advertise.
Come. As a matter of fact, one thing that I learned from this year's segment with Phil is that he helped finance the accounts receivable of one of his customers. I'm going to go and see him on that aspect, you know, next time I need his services, you know.
Yeah, but he did it as a special friend there.
Yeah.
And Phil, after 12 years, if we're all going to come to you as friends and financing all our ad campaigns, it'll be cool.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say this as we wrap up here because I'm noticing the time is almost 10:57. I just want to say this. Phil has been a great supporter of the VIP, like you have, Joanne, in the last 4 years. And I want to thank you, Phil.
It's always a pleasure, Don. Thank you for having me again.
Great. And, knowledgeable and advertising support both on both ends. And but there's one thing I want to say about Phil. I'm very proud to have him as a member of VIP Connections in the last 16 years that I've known you.
I was 15 when I joined, by the way.
Right. And I was maybe 5 years older than you in a pig's eye. But anyways...
I'm not going to say how old I was.
No, you weren't born. You weren't born yet. But anyways, make a long story short, I can vouch for it that Phil is a class act, and he is everything about business ethics. He's got great quality. The quality is superb, and great service and great pricing. So do look him up. Phil Terriaca, TLC Global Impression. His website is TLC Global without the E, inc.com. And his phone number, direct line, area code 514, number 240-1665. because I call him every day for this and that. Anyways, and folks, for you folks out there, wherever you may be, whether you've listened to us live or in archive form, I want to thank you for being a loyal listener. We wouldn't have the show without you. And as I leave off every day, I can only wish you all the best in health and in wealth, because they go hand in hand. Please stay tuned next week as we bring you a different guest from somewhere across North America. God bless.
You were listening to the VIP Business Talk Show with our host, Don Emilio Zeno. We encourage you to join us next week as we bring you another VIP guest, where it pays to listen to the VIP Business Talk Show on VIPconnections.com, Internet Radio.